What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the digital drama and reclaiming our lives one notification at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's get real, who here feels like their phone is running their life instead of the other way around? Ever feel that constant pull to check it, even when you know you should be doing something else? This is our reality, friends. We live in a world obsessed with instant gratification, where our phones are basically our lifeline and sometimes our villain. But guess what? We can break free. This podcast isn't about demonizing technology, it's about using it mindfully to boost our productivity and well-being. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Mindful phone use and productivity, can you really have both? Spoiler alert. Absolutely. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Novar. You're asking me to resist scrolling through endless cat videos. That's like asking a unicorn to resist rainbows. But trust me, this isn't about deprivation. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances your life instead of controlling it. Think of it as training for digital discipline. It takes practice, but the rewards are totally worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your mindful phone game and crush those productivity goals. 1. Awareness is key. Before you can conquer any addiction, you need to acknowledge its existence. Start paying attention to how you use your phone. When do you reach for it? What triggers those urges? You know that feeling when you're about to fall asleep, but suddenly your phone light beckons you. That's a classic example. Once you understand your patterns, you can start breaking them. 2. Set boundaries, babe. It's time to get real with yourself and establish some phone-free zones. Think meals, bedtime, or even dedicated focus time for work or personal projects. You know that feeling when you're engrossed in a book, but your phone keeps nagging you with notifications? Ugh, so annoying. Set those boundaries to reclaim your focus and enjoy the present moment. 3. App detox. A fresh start. Seriously, folks, declutter your phone just like you would your closet. Delete those apps that suck up your time without adding any value. Remember that game you swore you'd only play for 5 minutes? Yeah, me too. Be ruthless with apps that lead to mindless scrolling and prioritize the ones that truly enrich your life. Productivity apps, learning tools, or even a meditation app can be game changers. 4. Turn off the noise. Those constant notifications are like digital sirens, luring you away from your tasks. Turn off unnecessary alerts and switch to do not disturb mode when you need to focus. You know that feeling when you're trying to concentrate, but every little ping and buzz throws you off? Yay. We've all been there. Silence is golden, especially when it comes to productivity. 5. Embrace the power of offline. Remember those things called books, face-to-face conversations, and actually being present in your surroundings. They exist outside the digital realm, and they're amazing. Schedule regular offline time for activities that nourish your soul and unplug from the constant connectivity. Ever find yourself glued to your phone while you're supposed to be working on an important project? You know the drill, you start with good intentions, but then a cute cat video pops up and suddenly 2 hours have vanished. I've been there, trust me. Here's how to break that cycle. Imagine you're in a cafe, trying to write that proposal or brainstorm ideas. But every time you feel the urge to check your phone, take a deep breath. Visualize a calming scene, maybe a beach sunset or a forest walk, and refocus on your task. Set small timers for yourself, like 25 minutes of focused work followed by a 5-minute break, and stick to them. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. The digital world can be a powerful force, but with mindful awareness and intentional action, we can harness its benefits without letting it rule our lives. Today's episode was all about reclaiming your time and attention, because you deserve a life that feels balanced, fulfilling, and truly yours. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Awareness, boundaries, app detox, silencing the noise, and embracing offline moments. Put them into practice, track your progress, and celebrate your wins. Next time, we'll be diving into the fascinating world of digital minimalism, how to curate a phone experience that fuels your creativity, productivity, and well-being. So until then, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.